Good morning, and welcome to yet another episode of Popping Off with Phil, the podcast. Happy Tuesday, co-host. Well, actually, it's Wednesday. So let me explain. I have an explanation. So I'm working from home. I am one of the lucky ones, one of the fortunate ones who has the ability, the capability to work from home. And when you work from home, your day is very unorthodox. It's very untraditional. I've stopped setting a clock, but I still find myself waking up relatively around the time I would wake up to prepare for work. Maybe a little later. I'm waking up in like the 7 o'clock hour as opposed to the 6 o'clock hour, which is perfect. But you find it harder, or at least I am finding it harder, especially now that I feel like I've figured out my groove. Because I feel like when you start working from home, you have to figure out a groove. When you first start working from home, it's like, oh my God, I'm home. I don't have to get dressed. I don't have to see people. I can sit on my couch. I can watch TV. I can do all of these things. And then you figure out that you're not as productive as you would like to be because you have a couple of distractions. So now I don't really cut my TV on. I may listen to music, but I don't cut my TV on. And I'm trying to figure out where to sit because my apartment is not necessarily structured for working from home. I don't really have an office space. It's a very small space. I have a counter, but I have chairs that are not high enough to reach the counter. So that's not very comfortable. I've actually never sat at the counter. So yeah, all of these things, trying to figure it out. So Tuesday is my recording day. Normally I record in my vehicle on my way to work. And that's dedicated time. That is 20 to 30 minutes that I know that I'll have where I don't have anything else to do. Trying to record from home is a little bit more challenging because I started the process and then I got distracted because I got an email and I had something I need to do and I wanted to get something finished and I had a deadline and I was like, you know, I'll get back to it. And before you know it, it was the middle of the night and I just wasn't in the mood because I had been working like all day and way past the end of the workday, you know, which happens when you're working from home. And so I just decided that I would post today. And I really don't have much to talk about. I decided, not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, that I was going to put just random thoughts that came in my head, things that I was thinking about while being at home, while being in shelter in place. So we are officially shelter in place. We officially have a curfew. Most things are officially closed. And I was just trying to lighten the mood because we've been hearing a lot about, you know, more and more people are being infected. More and more people are unfortunately succumbing and passing to the disease. And nothing is like we were originally told. We were originally told that the demographic that would be at the highest risk in terms of fatality would be individuals 65 and older, individuals with pre-existing conditions. And as of late, the last 2 weeks, most, if not all of the deaths that I have read about or, you know, friends and family have shared have all been people who are much younger than that and people who were seemingly very healthy. And so it just begs the question, who has to die in order for us to get the picture, in order for us to really understand? I don't believe that the numbers that are being reported around the world are necessarily the most accurate. And that could be misleading. And I understand that people are tired of being inconvenienced and a little cagey. But I spent 2 hours in a grocery store yesterday. You know, they suggest that you go to the grocery store like every 2 weeks, and not on a regular basis. And, you know, follow a pretty strict protocol of getting your groceries in the house and washing your hands and washing your clothes and, you know, all of those good things. And so that was my outlet. You know, I walked down every aisle because I didn't know what the fuck I wanted. I didn't know what I wanted to cook, but I've been cooking more and just trying to be better about that. And I had run out of food and it was raining yesterday and I should have actually gone the day before yesterday, but I just didn't feel like it when the sun was shining. So I went in the rain, although it had stopped raining. So yeah, it was just one of those things. You know, you have to do what you have to do in order to keep sane, but please do what you have to do in order to keep sane in isolation and safely. Like, I was just having a conversation with a friend about the gym. And he was like, I'm on my way to gym. And I'm like, the fuck, dude? Like, why? Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? You know, and everybody has this theory about what they need and where they gotta be and what they gotta have and why they have to do what they have to do. But even if you are an individual who is relatively healthy, goes to the gym multiple times a week, you know, has a plan, has a physique, those people still get sick. Yes, yes. The people who work out and take their supplements and their vitamins and eat a certain diet do decrease the amount that they get sick. They don't get sick frequently, but they still get sick. You can still get the flu. You can still get pneumonia. You know, people who work out still have asthma and have asthma attacks and flare-ups and deal with bronchitis and this allergy season. Like, people still get sick. And even if you, this man, this woman with this Herculean immune system, you can still get sick and be asymptomatic. And while you're gallivanting across the fucking town, you could be infecting other people. So people, as much as I think people are getting it, there's some that just aren't, you know? And then you want to come and hang out. No, fuck off. No, go away from me. No, now I'm not going to see you until September because I'm not risking it. It's just not worth the risk. And yes, I'm a healthy person. I don't have any pre-existing health conditions. But I'm not about to, can't do it. Can't do it. Because I've seen people who are healthy people, who are gym people, get sick, you know? So yeah. But as much as I've been hearing and seeing those things, I figured the other day that I was going to just like randomly post different things that I was thinking about. And a friend of mine was like, you know, you should actually incorporate this in your podcast, or you should do a video with these random thoughts, because I could literally hear you saying all of these things. And so it was a distractor. Yes, you know, everybody doesn't respond to what you post. You know, some people take things really, really seriously, as I found. But it was mostly in fun and games. And so I just thought that I would come on my podcast today. Well, yesterday, which is now become today. And just share some of those things with you that I thought were hilarious. Just thinking about being trapped at home. And I was like, you know, listen, this is the perfect time to try something new. You know, if you have been teeter-tottering back and forth about cutting your hair or growing your hair out, or going natural, here's the time. We are literally going to be in this situation for months on end. And part of that is because the little leeway that we do get, people go a mile. They tell you, we're not going to close the parks. So you can go to the park and run and walk and get some fresh air. Motherfuckers at the parks having picnics. You know what I'm saying? They at the park doing J-set competitions. Like, no, sit your black ass down or your white ass down or whatever your ass is. Just sit it down. Like, we're trying to mitigate the spread of this virus to give the medical community opportunity. Like, the medical community is begging people. Listen, doctors are some of, not all of them, but some of them are the stiffest motherfuckers I know. You know what I'm saying? They are, you know, they're scientists. They all don't have great bedside manner. Some of them are really regimented. And they are literally doing challenges on Instagram with signs like, stay your ass at home. Like, you ain't helping us. You know what I'm saying? Like, they literally have to come on social media on a regular basis and be creative to find ways. You know, they doing savage challenges shit. Like, don't bring your black ass to the hospital, where you just stay at home, self-quarantine, drink you some tea, and give us an opportunity to get ourselves together so we can go home to our families and return to some sense of normalcy. Like, that's the world that we live in. So, like, you know, sis, bruh, listen, if you've been, you know, I want to start these locks. Now is the time, child. Listen, you can go through that awkward phase where you can't really do shit because you can't put your hair in a ponytail right in the comfort of your own home. And nobody will ever know. You know what I'm saying? And then if that shit doesn't work right before we have to reintegrate into society, cut that shit off and start over. You know what I'm saying? You got plenty of time to try on all the wigs. You know, order 3 a week. Don't like them, send them back. You know, figure it out. Try a different color. you know, I've always wanted to be a strawberry blonde. Now's the time, sis. Try that platinum wig. Now's the time. Live your best life. Listen, this is the opportunity that we've all been waiting for to figure shit out, you know? That porn stash. Hey, rock it, bro. See what you like, you know? Hey, I was saying the other day, I was like, you know what? Let me see if how steady my hair really ain't. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm probably going to end up shaving this shit off. And I'll have 3 months to grow it back. It'll be like I didn't even lose a beard, you know? But let me figure it out. You know, people growing their hair out. Because people who, you know, there are people who have prematurely bald. Or, you know, are experiencing that premature balding. Or, you know, have hairline issues and just decided to go bald. They're growing their hair back and they didn't even realize they could still grow hair. Listen, man, live your life. See if you can make it work. See how it works. Listen, I was saying that the nail shops is going to look like you trying to get into the club. Like they have a guest appearance. It's going to be like the VIP line at the Sutra Lounge. Like it, literally. Like, can you imagine how busy those poor nail techs are with them dishpan hands trying to get them shits together? Like, your cuticles look a mess. Your nail beds are destroyed. And it looks like you've been stumping concrete with your feet. Listen, people are about to make some major money. When these restaurants open back up, let me tell you this. I'm going on a motherfucking tour. I'm going to Houston's because I need me a Hawaiian ribeye. I am going to Cheesecake Factory because I want that lemon meringue cheesecake. I am going to Patrina Cocina, which is a wonderful, wonderful Mexican restaurant here. Go have that. I'm going everywhere. Listen, I'm going to be on a world tour of food. You hear me? Everywhere you can think of, I'm going to be. I don't want to see anything that looks like fast food. I want to be at a restaurant with a table and a maitre d'. I want to dress up. You know, I'm going to be so happy to put on a suit and tie. A bow tie at that. Listen, now is the time, you know, because I'll be excited to be back in the world, keeping in mind that, you know, people are still going to be dealing with things and people are still honestly going to contract the virus, you know, and have to deal with that. But at least by that time, the medical community would have had an opportunity to flesh some things out. There'll probably be more tests available. Maybe they'll have a vaccine that they've been working on and working through that they'll be able to give to the people. You know, damn the conspiracy theories. Whether this was released into the world and uncontrolled or whatever the circumstances is here now. So we just have to deal with that. There's no need to be sitting up in your house complaining and writing raps about how the government is trying to keep the man down. We down now, man, motherfucking down. We just have to deal with it. And so that's kind of where we are. So I'm trying to just keep the mood light and think about other things. This is one. This got me in so much trouble. I was like, what about the side pieces? Like, if you haven't been able to perform your side piece duties for the last month and a half, like, are you still expecting? Are you still expecting to get your regular payment? You know, like, you know, for all these sugar daddies and sugar babies out here, like, what is going on? Like, what is the arrangement if you can't be seen? Like, do you still get your check? Like, what? How do those contracts work? Do you have to write that shit out? Like, I could only imagine. Like, I had a conversation one time with a guy who was a sugar baby. He was saying that, you know, he had a guy in Dubai and a guy in Georgia. And I think he lived in, like, California. And he was like, you know, the guy in Georgia, he's impotent, so we can't have sex. He kind of just pays me to be here and dress in sexy lingerie and pick out his clothes and manage his house. Like, he was like a house manager. And I was like, shit, I think this is something I'm gonna do. But I'm like, you know, like, how does that work? Like, are you still gonna get your regular payment because you ain't been able to come and flounce around the house or what? You know, but people was like, you need prayer. And I'm like, I don't need prayer. Listen, I just want the people to laugh and smile and joke. Like, there is a lot going on around us and much of it we can't control. There is something we can't control. We can stay our asses at home. But aside from that, there's a lot that we can't control. There's a lot of information out there. People are feeling inundated. People are feeling depressed because let's be clear, you know, there's a good percentage of the world that is not introverted. So extroverts are in their houses losing their goddamn minds. These motherfuckers out there on their patios lifting patio furniture and doing squats. Listen, people are in need, you know, of interaction and being among other people. And I understand that. So we have to find ways to amuse ourselves. And this is one of them, you know, laughing at shit. That's funny to me. Like, I think about, God bless all the people. I saw, oh, the memes. Oh my God, we have to talk about the memes. Some of the memes are hilarious. Listen, I saw one meme where his father was like, listen, this homeschool ain't working. I just told my son to focus on his rap career. That shit, that took me clean out. Do you hear me? Because that's the world we're in. Like, you know, there are people at home who are not qualified, but they are trying to, you know, to navigate the situation the best way that they possibly can. You know, they are literally trying to figure out how to maintain their household. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to work from home with two small children. You know, they're trying to monitor their children on Zoom and interactive websites. They are trying to do their work. They still got to cook. They still got to clean. And all of those things are exasperated in terms of cooking and cleaning because everybody is home all day. You know what I'm saying? So the waste is so much higher. The grocery bills are so much higher. So there's so much going on inside the home and outside of the home that stresses people out. We have to laugh. We have to release. We have to find ways to joke. And I think that people are really just trying to make the best out of a horrible situation. And I feel that one of the ways to do that is to laugh about things that we normally wouldn't think about. Listen, sis, those tweezers beside your bed that you use to pluck those chin hairs and that mustache, psh, forget it. Let it grow. You know what I'm saying? What do you have to lose? Like, figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be wild. Be all natural. Like, it's the best part of not having to go anywhere. You know, listen, I haven't had a haircut in 3 weeks. Anybody who knows me knows I go to barbershop every week. I'm not getting a haircut every week, but I'm getting the line, you know, to freshen myself up because it makes me feel good about myself. A fresh haircut makes me feel great. Like, and I like to get it on like Thursday because, well, I used to. It doesn't matter that much anymore because now we're pretty casual at work. But I was like, you know, if I'm busting out on Friday, I may have on a fresh pair of kicks, you know, I might have on a new shirt. Like, I want my hair to look like that. But I ain't gotta do that no more. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's cool. I mean, fuck up a dish. I made a pot roast the other day. It was not great, but I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is the beauty of being at home, watching shit that I never wouldn't watch. Let me tell you, the people got me caught up in that Tiger King. That be the bullshit. I was so frustrated that I couldn't finish it. And normally, I'm a person who, I'll ride the ride. You know, I'll get on a train that I know that's gonna wreck. And based on the comments that I read, I knew that this train was going to wreck, but I watched it anyway. But I could not. I got through that first episode and I was like, I'll be goddamn. These people, you got a man who has a harem of women and he's convinced them that having a boob job makes them better line keepers. You have a man who has convinced two relatively straight men to be his husband. They had a throuple wedding before they probably even knew what throuples were. And we got this crazy ass woman who is making money, but literally acting as if she is the wildlife preserve police when she doing the same bullshit on her own grounds. But she's so self-righteous that, you know, she can't see the forest for the trees. And then apparently she murdered her husband and fed him to the tigers with like sardine oil. Man, it's a bunch of bullshit. I couldn't watch it. I could not tune in anymore. But when I tell you, it was definitely worth it was worth my time initially, but I just didn't have the will. I did not have the can to continue. And so I had to let it go. But I'm just saying, these are the things that are important. Catch up on a series. Do these Zoom interactions or these IG interactions or these Facebook Live interactions or these house party interactions through apps with your friends. Like, there are ways to still feel connected to people, although that you can't physically touch them. But please stay y'all asses at home. You know, the gym and the church, they're pretty much on par. I tell you, church fanatics and gym fanatics are pretty much neck and neck with the way that they've exhausted me throughout this process. As if being at home means you can't be with God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous. And people are dying and people are sick. And yet people still aren't getting it. It's like, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Interactive church is great. You know, it's great. What T.D. Jakes probably has a larger congregation via the World Wide Web than he does in his church. You know what I'm saying? And those people are loving on him and supporting him. Like, we'll make it. You know, it's a tough time, but we will absolutely positively make it. Also, word to the wise, don't let the government skit you for that old okie doke. I know that they put out this notice that said that you could borrow up to $100,000 from your 401k, penalty free, and it can be tax free if you can pay that back in 3 years. Let's be clear, we don't really know where this is going. And even those of us who do, where the fuck are you gonna get an extra $33,000 a year for the next 3 years in order to pay this stuff back so you don't have to pay taxes? Don't do it. Now is not the time to take from your 401k and start your business venture. You know, it's not the time. You know what I'm saying? You need to be a very savvy investor. If at any point in time you think that you can take from your retirement and use that money for some other purpose, you know what I'm saying? I know that there are people who borrow against their 401k and take loans and, you know, and have done that to advance their station in life and do other things. But it ain't for the faint at heart. And there's some real dedication that is necessary in order to make that work and to successfully come back from that. And keep in mind, yeah, you're paying yourself back. That's great. But, you know, you're still not also getting that advantage of, you know, time, money, you know, of that money being invested. You know, don't do it. That's my last word of advice. But do sit here and wait on your $1,200 check if that's what you're going to get. I'll be interested to see how that goes. Anyway, I'm not going to keep y'all long. I'm actually going to get out of here. I did want to post because that's what I'm accustomed to doing. I'm sorry that it's Wednesday and not Tuesday. But all the love, continue to like and to share and to repost. And also continue to send me your ideas, because creativity is at a minimum when you're kind of, you know, trapped in the closet, but not really in the closet. But, you know, I'm just saying, being at home. So whatever you're thinking about, and it won't be Tiger King. Don't send me any suggestions for Tiger King. I will not be viewing Tiger King and adding any additional commentary. But anything that you're thinking about, thing, you know, you might be interested to know what my point of view is, share with me, because I would love to talk about those things. And thank you. Let me finally, before I leave, I want to say thank you for everybody who listened to last week's episode where I talked about the docuseries on Madam C.J. Walker. Thanks again to my friend and brother, Eric Majette, who came on and shared his wealth of knowledge and what he knew. Continue to listen, continue to share, continue to get the word out there. Because that podcast did really, really well. I'm gonna definitely say, well, people are at home and ain't got nothing to do, so it gives them a little additional time to listen to an hour podcast, which is why I try to keep my podcast short. But whatever the case is, thank you. Continue to listen. I am going to continue to try to find innovative ways to invite more friends on, because, well, hell, we're all at home. So now time is not necessarily an issue. It's just about coordinating things and making things work the best. Anyway, I love y'all for real. I hope you have a fabulous week. It's hump day, so we almost over that hump, and that's always great. Anyway, if you need anything, well, don't call me. I'm joking. I don't know if you did it. I don't know where they came from. That's how I know it's time to wrap up the call, because I'm the call. Wrap up the podcast because I'm rambling. But anyway, I'm out of here. I love y'all. Have a great week. Stay safe. Stay home. Peace.